This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor, Igor Barak, Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, and Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I am David Hochberg, your host. We're here until 1. They just dropped the dye in the river, and it looks pretty doggone cool. If you've got any questions, MegaPros call. MegaPros phone line is open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got Sarah Leonard, we've got Tracy Kahn, we've got Ray Kaplan, and we've got Elwood Buddy. How many miles is Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Good morning, everybody. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you with all of your questions related to anything to do with the home, student loan, cars, whatever you got, we'll help you out. 312-981-7200, they're churning up the dye in the Chicago River, turn into a Kelly Green, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you've never had the opportunity to see that live, you should make it a bucket list item because it is kind of cool to see it up front and personal, unless you're trying to get through the crowd like Ray Kaplan and Sarah Leonard to make it here. How was that experience, Ray?
It just hysteria inducing because I thought I didn't know how late it was going to make me. And so it was throngs of people, right, Sarah?
Oh,
it was
gosh.
It was like when a concert is let out, just like thousands of people. And because St. Paddy's Day is next weekend, I just didn't realize that they were doing the river today. So
surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
It's a show down there. Well, we can't say the right word, adjective to describe the show, but it is a major show. What are you talking about today, Ray?
So today I wanted to talk about, we always talk about how to plan best for college.
Yep.
If you got kids, and even if the kids are little, now is a really good time to plan. Take that stress off your shoulders. How to plan for college, how to reduce the college debt that you have, and also Biden loan forgiveness, what's new. There's a lot of new, really good stuff that is giving a lot of people relief. We're getting letters from the Department of Ed every day for our clients, many of whom are WGN listeners, having their entire loan balances wiped out. We actually just had a couple who had their federal loan balance wiped out. I wrote a letter to their private lender and got their $92,000 in private loans wiped out too. So yeah,
that's a game changer.
A lot of good stuff, yeah.
And you can get your loans into good status if it's in bad status while we're still in this waiting period for the Supreme Court to decide whatever they're going to decide with the forgiveness, which I want to talk about and give the phone number out. You could get all of your late payments,
defaulted stuff off your credit.
It's huge.
Yep, big
right.
difference.
Let's talk about that. For listeners who want to reach out to you and your firm, how do they do that?
Give us a call, 312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.
Sarah Leonard.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I was telling Tracy a story at breakfast that a client of mine was sitting having a coffee in Naperville in a planned unit development townhouse community. Lady knocks on his door, says, "I'd like to buy your home." He's like, "Great, I'm having a coffee. I'm not interested in selling my home. It's not for sale."
Yeah.
The gentleman goes, the lady goes, "Everything's for sale at the right price." He goes, "You're right." He's like, "There's two houses across the street." He's on a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "There's two houses across the street, townhouses across the street." She's like, "I want to be on the golf course and I want to buy your home." He's like, "Okay." He threw her an offer, 5 or 10 G's higher than the previous sale without a realtor. So he figured he's saving 25 to 30 on a commission.
Sure.
And he's selling his house.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
He's having a coffee, watching the news, taking a day off, and somebody knocks on his door, I want to buy your house.
Yeah, it's the world that we're living in. That's one of the things I want to touch on today is just the overall market conditions.
Crazy.
I don't think people realize, like, hyper-local to our area where things are at, but we are in such dire need of inventory.
Yeah.
If you've even considered selling your home or wondering what your home is worth with the current market conditions, now is the time to do it.
That's Ray's looking sure. over. Maybe I should dump my husband with the bad knee and maybe go get a house. Yeah, I mean, Ray.
Call me up, Ray. I can help you out.
I could hear the wheels grind. I could hear the gears rolling in her head here. But I want to talk about that because he's leaving a town. He's paying about 10, 11, 12 grand in Naperville. He doesn't have any kids. He doesn't send any kids to school. He's like, why am I paying $1,000 a month for schools and all the things that I'm paying for when I can move further out west, be a half hour from work, and he's not pay the $349 a month association dues?
Yep.
I get a text. He's like, what are rates? I'm like, 15 is going to start with the 6. The 30 is going to start with the 7. Mm-hmm. Why are you asking about rates? I refinanced into the 2s about 2.5 years ago. Yeah. Selling my home.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
And that's a conversation. I was going back and forth to text. I'm driving. I'm like, I just hit the call button. I'm like, what are you doing? They told me the story. I'm like, holy smokes.
It's wild. So I wanted to talk about that and then just talk about on the buyer side how to combat where the market's at right now, because it can feel a little depleting after time when you're in competition for these properties. So just what to do to overcome that. And then I wanted to touch on home inspections.
Okay. Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team.
224-239-3966.
I'll tell you what, people that are listening that are looking to buy a home, Tracy and I had this conversation with his beautiful bride. I'd much rather have breakfast with his wife than with Tracy. Don't tell him.
Such a gentleman.
Same for her.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And dinner and lunch. But I'm like, the only good thing about this market, with rates being as high as they are for as long as they've been, nobody flinches when you say it's going to start with a 7.
Yeah.
That's the refreshing thing. It's sickening that it's refreshing, but it's like going to get gas. You think you're getting a deal when you're pumping in $3 a gallon gas when you were paying $1.50 or $1.80 a couple of years ago. You're like, you're numb to it.
Yeah, well, hindsight's 20/20. So when people were worried at 4 that they'd go back down to 3, and then they were up to 8, now 7 seems stable, and it really is.
So deal.
They're not as nervous anymore as they were 6 months ago.
You got it. Yeah. And one more time, phone number.
224-239-3966.
I taught Tracy Kahn something this morning about jumping an electric hybrid car.
Yes, he did.
Which the car guy didn't even know. My in-law's car died. They came back from Florida. We went over there to start the car and all that stuff. And the hybrid car was dead. And he's like, well, how'd you start it? I'm like, I Googled how to start a hybrid car for whatever model. I think it was a Sonata or whatever. And lo and behold, I pushed the button, whatever it was, and the car started. I'm like, this is pretty damn cool. No more jumper cable. So it taught the car guy something new today.
Yes, it did. I don't do much on the service side. I'm more on the sales side. But yes, I did learn something new this morning, and I try to every day.
What are we talking about?
Today we're going to talk about the 22 models that we still have, the incentives that are available on them. So most everything that we have in a 22 model has 0% financing on it right now. A lot of them 36 months, but Mustangs and Mustang convertibles, see, that would be a great vehicle for you to come down here to the studio in.
Banana yellow.
I don't have a banana yellow, but I do have a roller, so I can fix that.
I yellow and me as a rapper, forget about it. I had a yellow Schwinn Stingray. It hasn't left me. I think it was gold, they called it back then.
And what would you name yourself?
I would name myself Cool. Mr. Cool.
D.H. Cool Dave.
That's what I already call myself, so it wouldn't be a big change. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
At 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Quick shout-out to the Northwestern basketball team last night. One heck of a game. I know you came up a little about an inch short on that three-pointer at the end of the game, but a heck of an exciting game and a great season to all the boys and the coaching staff. Great, great season, and good luck in the tourney coming up. I guess the seedings tomorrow night where they're going to be announced in the tournament. So that'll be kind of cool. So congratulations to the Northwestern men's basketball team and all the coaches. Coach Collins did an amazing job this year, and you should be proud of the results, even though you came up a little short last night. Helps when you shoot better than 31% from the offensive, because you know when you're not scoring buckets and stuff to win a game. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, yeah, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Shout out to Jane Boulin, who's listening, listens all the time. First listens to Lou, then stays tuned in to listen to us. So thank you, Jane, for listening. We appreciate that. Phone line's open, text line's open, photo line's open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Sarah Leonard team is truly the best. That's why they're number one from the 630 and from the 708 text, Ray, for you. If I paid my child's student loan off, is there any way I can recoup any of that money if they do the student loan forgiveness? There you go, Ray. Okay. Is there a clawback clause in there?
I thought it was going to be a nice compliment like Sarah got, so I was waiting for that. Okay, so no. So it depends is the answer to that question. So if the federal loan, if the loans are federal and you paid them off during this COVID forbearance, any time between March of 2020 and...
Past three years.
Then we can request a refund, and then assuming Biden loan forgiveness survives, then because your balance is going to go up as soon as they refund you that money. So you paid the loan off, they're going to refund you the money, then you're going to see that balance on the loan go up. People always forget about that part. And I've actually had a few people call me who were outraged that they requested the refund and then saw the balance of their loan increase. Of course, right?
Right.
So, but...
But then it will be forgiven. If
that Biden loan forgiveness survives the court challenge, and that is really up for grabs. It's 50-50 because there are some really interesting... but complex constitutional issues there, one of which is whether or not the plaintiffs have standing under Article 3 to bring that lawsuit, which I have serious doubts about. But if they don't have standing under Article 3 of the Constitution, then they never get to the actual merits of whether or not Biden's loan forgiveness program is a constitutional executive order. So I was listening to the oral arguments.
Sure. And they were very interesting.
They were very compelling.
Yes.
The Solicitor General for the United States, so for the Biden administration, made a very convincing argument that the plaintiffs did not have standing to bring this lawsuit. And if they don't have standing, then the case fails and Biden loan forgiveness survives. If they do have standing, and then we actually do get to the issue of is that order constitutional, then I think there's a real chance that it will be overturned. So we have to see.
I think the best line of questioning was from a justice who asked the question to, I don't know which side, said, if a high school senior graduates and takes out $100,000 worth of student loans and goes to college, or another high school senior takes out a $100,000 SBA loan to open up, I think the example was a lawn care business. Mm-hmm. Are we now going to, if we eliminate student loan debt for the college-bound student, are we going to also eliminate up to $20,000 worth of the SBA loan, mm-hmm, for the kid that didn't go to college and started his or her own business? So I found that the most compelling argument out of all of the arguments. Listen, life isn't fair. We all know, you know, life isn't fair. But I listened to the whole thing, and it was, and if I'm sure it's online someplace.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be. And if you want to listen, what, about an hour? 45 minutes
about
to an hour?
Maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah. I forgot. It was so fascinating. I forgot, you know, how much time went by. It's fascinating to listen to the questions from the highest court in our land.
Right.
And see which way they're leaning. With the questionings.
Right.
And with the questions that were being questioned.
Right. And I think also a lot of people tend to think like, okay, well, this justice is conservative and this one is, you know, more liberal. So we kind of know how they're leaning. But what I thought was really interesting is that the justices asked very erudite and detailed questions where you could tell that they were really thinking this through every single constitutional issue. These are brilliant people, and they don't make knee-jerk decisions based on their political leanings, because Amy Coney Barrett seemed to be kind of more on the side of the more liberal-leaning justices.
And she's as conservative as it gets.
And she's very conservative. Yeah. And however, on a previous case that was brought in the Wisconsin district, she shot that case down, challenging the student loan forgiveness because she said that they didn't have standing. So they're not deciding these issues really based on their political beliefs. And I thought that was really, very reassuring.
Yeah, refreshing.
Right.
Very refreshing. Hi, can Navient student loans be forgiven? That's from 815. Mm-hmm. That's for a two-part question.
Okay.
So number one, can Navient loans be forgiven?
So Navient services both federal FFELP loans, that's that old FFELP loan program, and they also service private student loans. So we need to see whether or not those are the old federal loans, because those we can get forgiven, but there's a process, and it's very important there are deadlines here. So in order to turn that Navient federal loan, assuming it is one, into the right type of federal loan that can be forgiven, we have to do a federal consolidation before May 1st of this year. So there are things that we would need to do.
There's a second part to that. It was once a Parent PLUS loan, so that makes it a federal loan, mm-hmm. right? And we've been paying on it for 12 years. So you have a Parent PLUS loan for 12, it's a federal loan.
Right.
So that's the tell right there, right?
Sort of, because there are private lenders who also name their private loan programs parents.
Really?
Parent PLUS loans, yeah. And so that's why there's a lot of confusion out there. So we do have to check and see. Just make sure it is a federal loan that's being serviced by Navient, and then we can probably get it forgiven. Yeah.
All right. I paid my student loans. I knew it was a loan obligation and damn well paid it. There's another texter. That's that texter's appearance opinion. People want money back. They already paid down on a loan. What? No way. That is not right. They signed a document. It is a contract. So that's where we get into the push and pull of it, right? I just bought my car off the lease, right? I've got a payment for the next 60 months. I had a payment for 36 months on the lease that I had.
Right.
So I could see both sides of it. And that's why, I just have trouble when nobody's talking about how expensive education is. Well, nobody's touching that rail.
Yeah, we do. And
I know we do here all the time.
We do here, and I do during my consultations, and I really like our pre-debt planning consultations with parents and sometimes grandparents and the students, and I always encourage them to have the students there at the consultation, because it's important to see this is what this degree is going to cost you.
Yes.
Here is how it's going to be paid back. Here's how the law applies to you. And also when they come in, sometimes they have private student loans, and we discuss, what was the plan here? It's really important to have a plan and not just to kind of make a decision and then have to kind of deal with that financial decision later. So as much as we can plan ahead, that's going to save people thousands of dollars.
Let's dive deeper. We got to hit a quick break. Don't mean to cut you off at the bottom of the hour. So let's dive a little deeper. Sarah's got to wants to chime in, but let's dive deeper after the break on the consultation, what it is. Walk us through a consultation, and then we'll bring Sarah in with her question. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it over to Donnie and Andy in the newsroom for the news, traffic, and weather.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. A lot of great text coming in here for you, Ray. Sarah had a question for you, but I just want to throw this one out. True endowment funds at universities, in this texter's opinion, should be taxed.
Yeah.
So they stop buying just real estate and pocket the money. Been to Northwestern lately, ? Then you've got crooks like Sam Bankman, who gave Stanford a ton of money, no tax, and the tuition fees are outrageous. All this texter's opinion. So, listen, Northwestern isn't the only college that's got $1 billion worth of endowments. Most of these Big Ten schools. Oh, Harvard's got, what, $20-30 billion, something ridiculous?
Yeah, even some schools, you'd be surprised, billions of dollars. University of Minnesota, I mean, just billions with a B,
right.
Billions of dollars in endowments.
And they're still charging out-of-state kids $60,000 to $70,000. Notre Dame is adds up to $80,000.
$80,000 a year, yeah. And, you know, we were just talking about this off the air. Part of our pre-college planning consultation involves looking at what it takes at that particular school, if you know which school your child wants to go to, how to reduce the amount of tuition that you're going to need to pay. And a lot of times, like with Iowa, Missouri, it's not that difficult to get in-state residency, and then you're charged the in-state tuition, which is often much lower than they charge for out-of-state tuition. But
it's like 66% less at the University of Iowa, because my daughter's just got into the University of Iowa.
Right.
It's substantial.
That's, very substantial.
Thinking about just buying a house in some backwater town in Iowa and say, like, hey, I live in Iowa.
Right. Well, and
I guess
then,
I just let that out of the bag. That's not going to work.
Oops.
Hopefully nobody at the University of Iowa admissions office and financial aid office. Listen, but go ahead.
Well, also at the financial aid office, there are a lot of resources there that most people just don't know that there's money that you just need to ask for it. But the financial aid office really can help guide you. They'll give you money for a computer. They'll give you extra money. They have so much money, they need to give it out, and people just don't know, and they don't ask for it. They're also really good resources online that curate different scholarships. I know we've talked about one before that I really like is Scholarship Owl, and they curate all of these different scholarships kind of all in one place, so you can log on there and pretty much for any school, and then it guides you as to how to apply, when the deadlines are. University of Alabama gives, I think it's a $25,000 a year scholarship for keeping your GPA above a 3.4, if I'm not mistaken. That's huge.
Huge.
You know, so then
I would have never qualified for that, but it's huge for the smart kids out there.
Less in terms of loans that you need to take out. The other thing people don't realize is that there is a cap on the amount that the student borrower can take out for undergrad. The Department of Ed views your undergrad education as your parents' responsibility. That's why, in their view, you are a dependent up until the age of 24, or if you're in the military or married. So you're a dependent, and they know that kids don't have good credit. They know that they're not good credit risks. So there's pretty much a cap on what the student can take out. It's going to be about $5,500 a year, $6,000 a year.
But back up the truck on the parents and load them up.
That's right. So then the burden falls on the parents.
Loading up the parents.
It falls on the parents to
back it up. We could get another 50 grand. We could squeeze another 50 G's in there, no problem. It's what they do.
But doesn't that make more sense, though?
No.
Because these parents have more credit history and are more stable financially.
They don't Right. But on the credit, I agree. I'm not arguing with you. But on the ability to repay, when you go to get a mortgage,
right.
9.9 out of 10 of these, that what I see on credit reports every single day. If they pull the same ability to repay, like we have to put people through when they go buy a house, okay, you have to have an ability to repay, mm-hmm. okay? And the ability to repay with $200,000 worth of student loan debt, some of them are $400,000 for their kids, there's no ability to repay. And that would be a usury loan, which is illegal for a licensed loan officer. With an NMLS number.
Here's why it's different, though.
Right, I know. It's not that it's right, but it's different.
It's not, because those are very different industries. So for a mortgage, you have a secured debt. The debt is secured by the property. So college loans are unsecured debts.
Right.
So there's that distinction. But also, there's a statute that governs what you have to pay depending on your circumstances. So if you're making $300,000 a year, you're going to pay back that federal student loan in full, and you should.
Correct.
If you fall on hard times, or you lose your job, or you have a terrible illness, or you're retired, the loan payment is going to be commensurate to your earning and your situation, which makes sense.
But do they tell you that when you take the debt out?
No, nobody knows
that. I think that's the problem, is
right.
Families that don't have those earnings don't know that.
Exactly.
I didn't know that, and we deal with finance every day in my industry.
Tracy?
You have to be careful telling people that they can get the $25,000. My oldest daughter went to Alabama, and we heard the same thing. She graduated summa cum laude, 4.05. And
thank God your wife's a genius.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. I think they're smart.
Yeah, nice job.
Yes. But anyway, we asked about that, and she was an athlete, and the athletic director said to go and talk to them about that and fill out the FAFSA, and I did all of that, filled out FAFSA, and they said I don't qualify because of income.
You don't qualify for federal student loans, but you should qualify for, she should qualify for that scholarship if her GPA was at that level. And that's up to the school. It's not up to the Department of Ed.
Well, they told us because of income, she didn't qualify for anything other than her athletic scholarship.
Should have went to Ray.
Interesting. So there is some confusion because FAFSA is information that you fill out each year, and it has all of the parents' information, because again, the Department of Ed considers the student to be a dependent. So the information in FAFSA, that's the free application for student aid. What does the student qualify for? And they take the information based on what the parents earn to apply a formula called the estimated rate of family contribution, which does not necessarily bear a resemblance to reality. And it's proprietary, so I don't actually know the exact formula. But based on that formula and the information in FAFSA, generally speaking, the student is not going to qualify for more than $5,500 or $6,000 a year in federal student aid. Now, if you can get, in addition to federal student aid, scholarships based on GPA, athletics, or, I mean, there are so many scholarships that are available, then that further reduces the amount of federal Parent PLUS loans that the parents would need to take out. So that's what we look at in order to determine, okay, let's say you get no scholarships, here's the maximum amount that federal Parent PLUS loans you'll need to take out. And based on your income, here's what you're going to have to pay back according to the statute. So we have a lot of clarity, and we have a lot of, we can give you a strategy and a plan that you can count on, and you don't have to be nervous it's going to change.
Sarah had a question for you before the break.
The question I had was, when should someone start planning? So I have a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. My dad has a 16-year-old son. And it's like, what's too early, and is there a too late?
So I say, honestly, the earlier the better, because you can open up a 529 account. You want to do the one that's in your state. So Illinois has a great one. It's called Bright Star. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's a tax-free kind of a savings plan. And you can have everybody in your family donating to that 529 account. And, you know, maybe instead of, you know, your grandma and Aunt Nikki, you know, giving your kids presents for every birthday, Christmas, for everything, maybe they just donate to that 529 mm-hmm. every year. And you would be surprised how much that adds up. And by the time your little one is ready to go to college, you're going to have a significant chunk in there to take care of college debt. And, you know, we always say to kind of take a look at college debt as a pie chart. So some of it is going to be scholarships. Some of it is going to be your 529. Your grandparents can, or the child's grandparents can open up a 529 as the trustee with your child as the beneficiary. Mm-hmm. And that is left off of FAFSA. Mm-hmm. And so it does not count against your child in terms of what they can qualify in terms of their own federal student loans. So you can have a 529 and your parents can have a 529 for your children.
So if with me having a 3-year-old, me starting this process with you now would make sense.
Absolutely.
And my dad starting with his 16-year-old still makes sense, because there's still
absolutely
strategy.
Yeah. Right. So let's say you haven't done anything and you've got a 16-year-old and it's, you know, getting down to the wire. So, all right. So there's no 529 savings, but there are scholarships and federal student loans. And then the key is to know who should borrow the federal Parent PLUS loans, because that makes a huge difference too. Because if if you're a parent who's going to be working in the public sector, mm-hmm. you might only have to pay for 10 years and get a huge chunk of the balance forgiven. Whereas if you're in the private sector, it's going to be a 20 or 25 year repayment term, and you likely will pay off the entire balance.
How old is your dad?
62.
God bless him. High five him for me, would you?
That's right.
Nice job.
Living large.
I'm doing the math here. I'm like 16-year-old. You guys got a lot of energy.
Dad's still getting after it.
Yeah, I like this guy more now than I did before we had that coffee a couple of weeks ago. If our listeners want to reach out to you, we got to hit a break. What's the best number?
Sure. 312-294-8989.
The I upset somebody in Iowa.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
But you only said backwater because of your boat.
I had a boat. I've got a low bottom boat. I like it to be on backwater so it's
easy. So nobody can see how big it is.
Correct.
Right.
And it's easier to maneuver in the backwaters of Iowa.
Exactly.
And if you know Iowa, you know there's a lot of backwaters there, and they're great fishing. The University of Iowa is a great school, and we have cities here in Iowa, not backwater towns, with an exclamation point.
Iowa's a fun school.
So that means she doesn't need any insight in enticement to have fun. This one will have fun in a dark room. Okay, so she's looking forward to going to University of Iowa. A bunch of my friends went there. It's a phenomenal school.
Yeah.
So I apologize for upsetting anybody in Iowa because we're licensed in Iowa. And if you need a loan in Iowa, we'd love to help you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard team after this break. Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 31. David Plyer is in the house in the newsroom overseeing things. Look at that. We got royalty in the house today. We usually don't get David.
Should we mention what his very smart, beautiful wife said right before?
We probably right should. I need to stand corrected.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have a correction. Tracy Kahn's wife came in and said what, Ray?
That their daughter actually did receive that academic scholarship from Alabama.
Her sophomore year.
Yes, because they didn't know what kind of GPA she would have until she already was going to that school.
Rip, as my high school kid would say, rip. All right, so there you go. Stay in your lane there, Tracy.
Yep.
Women
yep.
need to be told they're right.
I'm just telling
so true.
And Tracy's wife ran in here and go, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
You're actually wrong.
He's actually incorrect again. All right, Sarah Leonard, let's talk about real estate, baby. Let's talk about that. So that, you know, it's kind of like a bad parody of that song. Yeah, but I'll just go, hey, Sarah, what's up with real estate?
Yeah. So just the market as a whole, and you can touch on this with me. So right now, homes are coming on the market, and they are selling fast.
Yes.
I pulled the data in Elmhurst for an example. So in the past 7 days, we have had 14 new listings come on the market. In the past 7 days, we have had 19 listings sell. So we cannot keep up with the amount of buyers that are out there, given the number of homes on the market. So I guess first and foremost, if you are considering selling now or in the near future, you don't need to wait for the weather to break. You don't need to wait for interest rates to go down. You really should consider getting your home ready to get listed sooner rather than later. Because rates are hovering in the sixes and low sevens, buyers are excited to get into the market. They're not scared like they were last fall. And
yeah.
They said that was the biggest transition in real estate since the Great Depression, when it went from COVID to just like a screeching halt.
Yep.
And we felt it. And that was late summer, last fall.
It started in March.
Yep.
And it never stopped.
But it really hit home when the weather got warm.
Yes.
Yep. August and September were rough.
Yes.
We went from selling 85 homes in a month to 40 homes in a month. And that's a substantial change.
Yep.
And so then after Thanksgiving, the market really picked back up again. And it seems that since then, it hasn't stopped. So we have 58 homes under contract right now, and it seems like one in every five offer is being accepted because there's multiple offers on all of these properties again. So, I guess first and foremost, if you are considering selling, now is the time to do it. There should be no hesitation. I think a lot of people are still thinking because the rates are elevated, the market is slow. It is not.
Let me go to the guy that sold his house.
Yeah.
He's leaving a 2.5 to his rate's under 3. Okay, I know that because yep. I've refinanced him like 5 times, right? His rate's under 3. Mm-hmm. He's leaving a home that he's got $100,000 worth of equity in. He's leaving the big city of Naperville, which is one of the largest cities here in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. He's moving out west, okay, about 30 miles west, buying a much less expensive home. His taxes are 1/2 of what they are going to be mm-hmm. or what they currently are in Naperville. So he's saving $500 a month at least there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's eliminating a $350 a month association due.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care
right
what the rate is. I'm saving close to $1,000 by not having my taxes and association dues. And he plans on moving out of the state when he retires in 5 years when he could start collecting his pension.
Well, let's be real. The rates aren't going to stay this way forever.
No.
You know, I mean, so at some point, you're getting to the position you need to be in. And when the rates allow it, you refinance.
When Jamie Dimon and Ken Griffin, two pretty smart guys, say that we're heading towards the cliff on the economy, my money's on them. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not that I'm the smartest guy. I'm far from the smart. I got an 18, Tracy, on my ACT 3 times. I was an idiot. I took it a third time, thought I'd get better.
Yeah, but
I got
your wife
another
didn't
18.
Correct you.
What's that?
Your wife didn't correct you.
She didn't correct me. Correct. You're correct on that correction. We're going to dive deeper into this after the break with more real estate with Sarah Leonard, the Sarah Leonard team, after these messages. We got to go to the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We got a text here saying that Kleppen sounds the best on our show. I don't know what that means. He's probably sleeping on the other shows, but at least he brings the energy on our show. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming up after the news, Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard team talking more about real estate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. David Jennings. By the way, David Jennings, I confirmed, is also the voice of the Empire Carpet Guy on TV. I was watching TV one night. I'm like, that sounds like David Jennings.
Impressive.
And I confirmed it this Thursday. I'm like, is that you on the Empire? He's like, yes, it is.
Has it been for years?
Just recently.
Just recently.
Wow. Just recently. Okay. So there you go. A little worthless trivia. Let's talk about real estate. Distress sales. A lot of our listeners, even though the economy is great, it's not so great up here. The economy is great on an overall macro basis in all 50 states. But some states are getting hit harder than others. And Illinois is not prospering as much as other states are, like on the east and the southeast coast. Okay, like Florida, for example. You're getting calls from listeners who are calling you who are having financial challenges. And they need help putting their house on the market. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about, we talked during the break about short sales, which was very popular in 08 through 2011, which is when you sell your home, when you owe more on your home than your home is worth. Mm-hmm. And you've gotten two calls recently in how many years? Well, here, I'll let you explain.
Yeah, I think that there were so many different options during COVID for homeowners to try and make things work.
Sure.
And that's unfortunately just starting to play catch up with a lot of people. And so, you know,
what, not having to pay your mortgage for 20 months?
Yeah.
Going
can be problematic.
No, which is good for the listeners that needed it. But when you come out of it, last November 30th is when that train ended. Mm-hmm. They lifted the COVID and they listed the foreclosure forbearance also. So,
well, it's if you come out of it, right? And that's what we're starting to figure out, is that some people just weren't able to recover from that. And so there are a lot of options. If you are really tight on equity, there is, you know, the market is in the seller, in seller's favor right now. So there is no reason to wait if you do need to try and get as much equity or break even. Now is definitely the time to do that. But if you are underwater, there are a lot of options that we can help you with when it comes to doing a short sale, especially because, you know, no one chose to be in this position, right?
Correct.
And so when you get there, we can certainly offer suggestions as to how to, you know, get you out of the situation that you're in.
You're a family of three, you're a family of five, you're a family of seven, and one of those family leaders of the family, husband, wife, husband, whatever, loses their job, gets cut back from a job. You have a very difficult time to recover, because that family of three, four, five, seven is typically carrying $20,000 to now $60,000 worth of credit card debt. And now the one thing that you have is still equity in your home, and that's really your only shot to get out of the conundrum that you're in.
Absolutely. And when we meet with people that are in that position, the most common answer when we wrap up our appointment is, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. I didn't think I had any options. But there's always options. You just have to get creative and figure out, you know, what that best solution is.
One of the questions you probably get is, I bet, where am I going to live?
Yeah. Fortunately, we have a lot. There's a lot of homes that are for rent, and we always have people write a letter of explanation. You know, you obviously have to have an income, even if the income doesn't support your previous mortgage, which is why you're in the position that you're in. You know, they usually say, three times rent is what landlords are looking for. But we can help get them into a place that's, you know, comfortable and safe for their family. And that's part of that process. So we would talk through a strategic plan as to how to help get them from where they're at now and eliminate that, you know, the weight that they're carrying.
Right.
Just a quick question. So when you say three times the rent, meaning they're looking for the income, is it monthly? They're looking at your monthly income?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what they're measuring.
That's usually the threshold. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the flip side of that is a lot of our listeners that are calling you have a ton of equity in their home.
Right.
Right. So not only can they completely or maybe partially and some completely wipe out their credit card debt, which is that $30,000 worth of credit card debt, Tracy, is $1,200 a month, which is a rent payment or a partial rent payment. Or they could then take, and we've talked about this on the show before, if you've got a $3,000 rent payment, because that's what rent is hovering around right now, and you're like, hey, here's 18 G's from the sale of my place, I'll cover the first 6 months, you're going to have landlords take a different look at the credit report when the debt's wiped out from the proceeds of the sale of the home. And by the way, here's 18 G's up front for 6 months.
Yeah.
Credit card's gone. 6 months. Now they got 6 months to get retrenched and reestablished, and away you go. So there's a lot of options.
Yeah, I had a listener call me, and we're actually listing her townhome in Arlington Heights, and she had a really good job, and then she was traveling a lot, and during COVID she was laid off, and she's trying to make ends meet, and she thought she had like $90,000 equity. She ends up having like $140,000 in equity because of where the market's at, and she has depleted her 401k, all of her savings, because she didn't think that she'd have enough. She was just, you know, it's like you're stunted. You don't know where to go.
Yeah.
So we're doing a really quick turnaround. We're getting her some carpet and paint, and she's getting listed. And she's going to be in such a better position than she ever thought she could be in. And so you just, you know, it's something, don't be scared. You know, give us a call. We can certainly help strategically plan to get you in a better place. And if you don't have equity, there's still options and solutions that are available to you in the market.
There's a listener right now listening. Okay, husband had financial challenges. She had some medical challenges. They live in a $250,000 home free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't paid their taxes in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
No.
Haven't paid their condo association in 3 years. Also not good. Okay, stating the obvious here, attorney, right? You know, counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. $40,000 worth of credit card debt, $18,000 of back child support.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get them a mortgage because they've got credit scores in the 400s. I mean, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're nothing. I'm like, you ever think about selling your home? She's like, I never thought about it. That and they own it free and clear.
Yeah.
Hello.
You're just sitting on the money.
The other option would be a Chapter 13.
A Chapter 13 is another option. And
they have income.
And they are limited income.
Right.
Okay. So to save them from, because the condo association filed a claim against them for wanting their money to force them to sell their home.
Right. So, but we can get them protection from that
with the bankruptcy.
Through Chapter 13. Mm-hmm. Right. So it protects your assets. You get to hang on to your house. And then you get 5 years to catch up on those mortgage and association fees. So you get 5 years to get all caught up
if you qualify.
Yeah, if you qualify.
I think so many people are so uncomfortable. Like when I meet with somebody who may have to potentially consider doing a short sale, you know, it's always the same conversation. You know, I'm a good person. I pay my bills. And I always tell people the same thing. Like you're usually in this situation, not because you chose to be.
Right. Life
There's
happened.
Unforeseen circumstances. It doesn't define who you are as a person.
Absolutely.
Right. So let's talk about how to get you out of this position into a healthier place, because it really weighs on people. It affects them every day.
Absolutely. I always tell my clients that Donald Trump filed bankruptcy 2 or 3 times and he became president of the United States. So let's not. Right.
Don't let it define you.
Is that the qualification now?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give you another example of stress. And I talked about on Lisa's show on Thursday. A divorced mother of 2 girls lives in a $750,000 redone home in Skokie, split level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Owes $300,000 on her first loan in the threes. It was $150,000 on her HELOC that went from $400 to close to $1,960.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be over $1,000, right? She does. She wanted to refinance it too. I'm like, it's going to be, you're going to pay more if you refinance. I'm going to take 300 and put it into the sevens,
yeah,
and then add 150 grand. That doesn't make sense. And, oh, by the way, Fed Chairman Powell is going to throw in another half to three quarters of a point increase. So brace for impact there. This is happening every single day, mm-hmm, all over the listening area. Mm-hmm. And it's not getting any better. This lady's not going to sell her home. She's fine. She's got, you know, money in the bank. But a lot of our listeners don't.
Right.
And that's where the stress comes in.
Well, right. And you're not stuck. And so many people just don't know where to start.
And that's where you start right here.
That's right.
Phone number, we'll pick up more after we cover the topics that Tracy wants to cover during the next two segments. And I'll be open mic. And I know you want to talk about sellers and buyers, mm-hmm, how to position yourself. Our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information. What's the best number?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
I have $200,000 in equity in our home, but our bank won't give me a HELOC because my credit score is under 600. Correct. It's a high risk. Here's what I'll do. I will call you after the show and help you get your credit scores under 600 to closer to 700 so you can tap into the equity of that home. That's what we got to do, right? I want a cliff dive in Brazil, but that's not happening anytime soon because they don't make those diving bathing suits big.
But increasing a credit score, you can do.
I can handle
there
the credit score. Right.
There we go.
It's the fabric.
Cliff dive in Iowa.
In Iowa. Right. In the
back waters.
Off my boat.
Yes.
312-981-7200 in the limited backwaters in Iowa. 312. And they're very clean because the water's clean in
Absolutely.
Iowa.
Absolutely.
He's being so nice to Iowa now.
Right. Now I love it.
Iowa's the best.
The best. Great truck stops. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Tracy Conn of Joe Cotton Ford coming up next. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds of shape.
You are. Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well rounded.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
Solid like a round.
Let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy Mike off for that. I'm built for tough. Right. I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. An oldie but a goodie. I saw that Sarah's listed over 1,100 homes in the past 2 years. How does she do it? Sleep's optional.
With a really good team behind you. That's how you do it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I've been accused, Tracy, of saying that I speak too fast. So I'm going to say it very, very slow. 312-981-7200.
That's still a little fast.
312-981-7200. So there we go. I bought a new car, which is the same as my old car.
Yes.
And I went into the dealer, and because my payment was going to double instead of go down by 50%, and I said, I'm going to buy it. He's like, okay, got me 6 7/8, I think, on the rate, which is a going rate. I thought that was pretty good,
yep,
even though my old rate was 2.625 or something, 2 5/8 or something like that. And he's like, a lot of people are doing what you're doing and buying cars and buying their car off of leases. They had two cars a year annually. This dealership, one of the largest dealers in the area for my type of car. And he's like, it's now 15 to 20 cars a month that people coming off leases, like I was, bought their cars instead of buying new cars. Are you seeing that because of the higher interest rates?
Not only the higher interest rates, if you look at what the residual value was on your vehicle, you probably bought that thing for $10,000 to $15,000 under what book value of that vehicle is. So that was a good play to buy it out anyway, because you want to take that equity, and whether you decide to trade it in a year or whatever, at least you got that equity.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are buying it because of the equity, not so much the interest rate. It's just a great deal.
Plus, it's a payment play.
Well, of course, yeah. The payments are quite a bit higher.
You used to be able to come out of one lease, go into another lease. Yep. You'd be discounting the cars to get them off because of the holdback that you explained so eloquent to me, because the car dealers were making money on the, was it the holdback? Is that what they called it?
Yep. Well, there was the holdback, and then we were also talking about the floor plan assistance money that Ford would give us, and I'm sure every
other dealers, right,
giving
it. So it was in their best interest that when the car hit the lot, to turn it around and get it off the lot, because they'd be able to pocket that accrued interest.
That is correct.
Okay. So the car dealers, let's educate our listeners, because I didn't understand what my friend the car dealer I spoke to a couple of weeks was talking about. I just nodded and said, yeah, totally cool. So the car dealers would give you, Ford would give you, if, for example, 4 months or 3 months worth of
75 days of floor plan assistance,
which is 75 days of financing of,
correct,
of interest to,
correct,
to carry that car.
Yeah. So if you turned the vehicle in 10 days, you picked up that extra floor plan interest that you were really saving,
which is a revenue source.
It's
for
a
the
revenue
dealership.
Source. Yeah, it was a profit stream.
All right. Now they're not doing
anymore.
That.
Nope. Not anymore.
There you go. So now it's a completely different landscape. Two years ago, Sarah would put a house on the market. 40 people would be outside waiting to see the house, or there'd be 20 people just writing a contract without seeing the house because they've lost 15 other houses. Same with the car dealers, right? You were calling people that bought cars from you to say, hey, I'll buy it back because you got somebody else that would pay more money of 10, 15 G's on top of what you'd buy it back from them.
Well, and take it a step further, we were giving these people that we were buying back the vehicles from, we were giving them more than they paid for the vehicles when they bought them 2 and 3 years prior.
So fast forward 24 months. We're in 2023, in case you didn't know. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rip.
No problem. It's March of 2023. It's not March of 2020 or 2021 when things were crazy. We all thought we were going to die in March of 2020. And then things started loosening up a year later. And everybody, due to low interest rates and staying at home, had a ton of money in their pockets. And they were spending it like Grant went through Atlanta. Okay, or that was Sherman went through Atlanta. Sorry, I blew my Civil War, you know, analogy here. But people were spending tons of money that they had or didn't have because everything was so doggone cheap because the rates were so low. Different game today.
It is. It's very different. So your used cars are still very hot. The values of used cars are still very high, and a lot of it's for the reason that you said.
The leases aren't coming off.
The leases aren't coming off. We don't have the rent-a-cars that used to come off, and that we used to buy those when they would have 20 and 30,000 miles on them. Now, Enterprise, our local guy, he's got 19 of his 32 vehicles with over 100,000 miles
Jeez.
On them. So they're hanging on to their cars longer because they can't get new cars. Now, that's starting to change. So hopefully by the middle to the end of the year, that starts to ease up a little bit, and then values of cars will come down a little bit, and there will be used cars will become more plentiful because new cars are more plentiful.
How is Elon Musk shaving 7.57 G's off of his cars impacting the other dealerships like yourself?
Well, it just shows you how much he was making on his cars prior to
sure.
that because he didn't have any competition.
Right.
So you can just pretty much name your own price. Now he had to get in line with where the other manufacturers are. And so now if you take a look at their Model S or their Model Y, they're in line with Ford's Mach-E Mustang.
So yeah, competition is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is. It is. So it just drove the prices down a little bit.
All right. We're going to talk more about that after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. Coming back with more of Tracy Kahn. Then we're going to open it up and have a free-for-all in here with Ray, Sarah, and Tracy Kahn after the, I don't know, probably around 11:45 is when we just go an hour and 15 minutes with the end of the show, just whatever you want to talk about. 312, and I give relationship advice, which I'm pretty good at.
Dear hockey.
That's a doozy.
What could possibly go wrong?
What are you trying to say? Was that a backhanded?
No.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh. My wife's going to correct
Sounds
you.
Sounds promising. There you go.
At least my wife didn't push me down the stairs.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, that's
why do you think I'm on the opposite side from Ray?
Yeah, Ray's husband had a ACL, quote-unquote, air quotes, an ACL go out.
Student loan assassin nickname.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just took the student loan part off of it.
Make sure she walks in front of you going down the stairs, not behind you. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. For all the callers that are complaining about that I speak too fast, my response is listen faster.
Someone called my office and said that they can't get my number, and I talk too fast also.
312-981-7200.
What does the yellow light mean?
I don't know.
Slow down.
Slow down. It's optional. I mean, or speed up.
Yeah, you got to go faster. I'm losing interest.
Sarah, what's your phone number slowly?
224-239-3966.
All right. Special programs out there now that interest rates are higher.
And now that there's vehicles.
There's vehicles, which is a nice change of pace.
Absolutely.
You like it when there's a ton of cars on your lot. I asked you this question last year. Is it better for you? My wife had to buy a car. We went online, ordered what we did, point click, bing, bang, boom, went into the dealership, signed the papers. 6 weeks later, pulled off the truck, pulled the tarp off the car, and off it went. It wasn't on the ground for more than 12 hours
right.
Okay, at the dealership. I would think that the dealers would like that because you're turning cars and you're not keeping inventory.
That part of it is nice, but you have to understand, though, that people are impulsive. So they need to get their senses involved. They need to see the car. They need to feel the car. They need to smell the car, the new car smell. And when they get in there, that's when they start to get excited, and they drive it, and they're like, oh, this is cool. This is so much nicer than my old car. So when they get in there and they do that, people, a lot of times the emotion, they get caught up in the emotion a little bit, and then they want to buy the car because they're excited. When you look at it on a computer screen and you build it that way, okay, yeah, that looks nice, but I can't see it, smell it, touch it. I can't do anything. You know, you're just looking at a computer screen, and I think we lose a lot of sales because people aren't as impulsive to buy an ordered vehicle.
That's how I started dating my wife, online dating.
Online?
I didn't have
alone.
A picture, and she couldn't see or smell me. So that was...
worked to your favor.
Yes. Yes.
Actually helped me out. Just throw that in there. She's not listening.
So and was it a picture of me in there?
Yeah, a picture of you.
Yes.
She's like,
okay.
Oh, this is so great.
Lucky lady.
I can't see her. Thank God you can't smell them. But so you said on the 22s...
Yes.
Which you're trying to blow out.
Yes, we are.
You're giving away.
So typically this happens usually around October, but because things have been so screwed up for the last few years, we started getting 22 inventory in the fall, late fall into winter. And in fact, we have gotten all of our 22s because we just found out that our Mustang GT500 was stolen while it was at the factory.
Congratulations.
Oh yes, thank you. Customer's not going to be very happy about that. But
what's his or her name? Breaking news.
Yes. Well, he
already
probably
knows. Know who you are.
He
if
already
you're
knows. Ford's offering him a dark horse, which we'll see if he decides to go that route. But anyway, we have a lot of 22s on the lot right now, and they have 0% financing on them, which we haven't seen in 3 years.
Yeah.
Sure.
So there's 0% for 36 months on the 22s with the exception of Super Duty. So all of you that are thinking, oh, I'm going to go get my
super truck.
Yeah.
Your, which are cool.
Your F-850 like...
Right, me.
Like Hawk is.
Yeah.
So...
10 wheels.
Yeah. With a built-in barometer in
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The Hochberg barometer.
Yeah. You need the barometer.
Absolutely.
So what other specials are out there? Or here, I got another question. When are the chips going to be in readily more available? I know we're spending bazillion dollars outside of Columbus on a chip factory. And I know we're building as a country, financing it as a country, a chip factory in outside of Phoenix and somewhere in Arizona.
Correct.
And
one in South Dakota also.
One in South Dakota. I wasn't aware of that. Okay, so we've got three ginormous chip factories.
Yes.
For our country's needs and demands. Shocking. Let's put... everything that's got to do with anything electronic or moves in a foreign country's hands. What could possibly go wrong?
Or better yet, how about our medicine?
Yes. Another genius move.
Yes.
Okay. And protective equipment. We could go on.
Yes.
So let's just focus on the chips. We've got three. We're spending billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars as a country with the CHIPS Act that passed last year. Like it, don't like it. I don't want to get into that. But the money's out there and the money's available. They broke ground. How long does it take for these chip factories to get up and running and start spitting chips out so we can get back to normal?
What I read was 12 to 15 months to get the building built, and then it's going to take an extra 3 to 4 months to get it all equipped and get it running properly.
Okay. So when you talk
we're
about...
We're looking at 24.
When you're talking about rocket ship hot economies, right? You're building factories in Columbus. Mm-hmm. Very hot job market in Columbus. You're building a factory out in South Dakota and in Arizona. Right, you're going to need workers to build these factories. You're going to need workers to man the restaurants and all the shops that all these workers that are building these factories are going to be buying goods and services in. Then you're going to need workers to make the chips that are going to be at pretty nice, decent salaries, from what I understand. Okay, so that's where all of this activity. Yes, the economy's rock solid. Blazing hot, and there are some sectors here locally that are looking for jobs. But as a whole, it's more of an employment problem than the economy's rockstar solid. We can't find any employees out here in a lot of different companies. It's crazy.
No, the one that I saw in South Dakota, they were hiring mostly the union workers that were working on the pipeline.
Okay,
so
now we shut
I
down.
Think that's yes. So there
genius.
Were yeah. So that was a great idea, and I think that was part of the motivation for building it in South Dakota. But I saw that they were trying to hire as many of those workers as they could. Now I would imagine their skill is a little bit different than.
You got 12 months to retrain them. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got if it's going to take a year to it's going to take a year to build the factory, and it's going to take you another 4 months to staff it up. And it's a good listen. If I had nothing going on, I'd learn how to make a chip. I don't know what the
absolutely.
Heck.
Absolutely,
how to make a chip, but
no, you only know how to eat them.
I know how to eat them. You know, put a white moon suit on. I could teach them how to eat them. That would be a whole nother class for another day. For listeners wanting to reach out to you. Let it,
Michelin
go.
Man.
Let it go. Let it go. But you're still buying used cars.
We are still buying used cars. You can't get enough. As I said, the rent-a-car companies are buying up all the used cars. People like Hochberg are buying their leases, so we're not getting those anymore. So, yeah, we're still out buying used cars. And people say, is this real? Are you really out buying used cars? Absolutely. I need them, and I would much rather have one from one of my customers that I know the entire history on,
yep.
that maybe I sold them 2, 3, 5, 8, 10 vehicles, who knows?
And you serviced all those
and we
vehicles.
Serviced them all, yeah.
Right?
It's a lot easier to sell that vehicle because, number one, I can give them the history on it. I could tell them about the prior owner. And number two, I have all of the maintenance records,
right.
so I can show the customers that. And it makes it worth more.
Phone number?
630-682-9200.
Here's a recommendation. Get your pens and pencils ready.
Yes.
That's a texter's recommendation.
When David right. says phone number,
get your text and get your pencils and pens ready for this number. One more time, Tracy, go.
630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
All right, after the break, we've got Carolyn Crestwood with a student loan question for Ray. We've got Marie in Chicago, found a property in Nevada for Sarah, wants to know about... High down payment, what should she do? So we're going to help our listeners with their real estate questions after these messages. 312-981-7200. That number again, get your pens and pencils ready. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ran into Ray in the hallway when I got here. And Ray's like, oh, God, so happy I'm here. She's like, I just rolled out of bed as if she's going for a centerfold cover shot here. Oh, my God. I just threw it to my liner. I couldn't believe I'm glad I'm here.
If we could all throw ourselves together that way.
I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-72. I'd be shocked if Ray got here early. I mean, it's like, there'll be a whole nother, I'd be like, what's wrong? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Carol in Crestwood has a question for you, Ray. I've got to bring Carol up. Hey, Carol, you got a question for Ray?
Yes, I was wondering what her thoughts were on the double consolidation of student loans. I owe, like, between my personal student loans and my parents' student loans, $175,000. And what's going to happen when I retire? What can I do that will not make me have a $1,300 a month student loan payment?
Okay, so our, let's say...
Retirement's a good thing.
Yes, it is. So for retirement, we can actually recalculate your payment to be reduced because your income's going to be much lower. So actually, when you do retire, we can recalculate your payment on your federal student loans. You
but
mentioned
not for parent loans. They're not eligible for the income contingent.
So are you talking about your parents' loans right now?
I took out parent loans for my
for
kids.
Your children. Okay, so if we do, so we have to take some steps to get your federal Parent Plus loans eligible for one of the income-driven payment plans. And this is where it gets a little bit tricky because there's a way to do it where potentially you might not be stuck with the income contingent repayment plan. Is that what you're referring to by the double loophole consolidation?
Yeah, it's a double consolidation, which would then make everything eligible for the pay-as-you-go or the payee or something like that.
Right.
So if I'm only making $3,000 a month in retirement, then my payment is way lower.
Yes. So what you need to do is you need to, let's say you have 8 federal Parent Plus loans. You take 4 of them. You do a federal consolidation of those. So then you have 1 federal consolidation loan and 4 federal Parent Plus loans. Then you take those other 4 federal Parent Plus loans and you consolidate those with a separate servicer. Then you do a federal consolidation of those 2 federal consolidation loans into 1 federal consolidation loan. And you're right, that generally does have the effect of not no longer making those loans coded as being only eligible for that ICR. That's a loophole in the statute. It's very astute of you to have found that. But it's not something that, if it works, it's great. And then you're eligible for the income-based repayment plan, which, as you said, is a much lower formula, a much more affordable payment plan. I would be careful, though. We can certainly advise you as to how to do that so that you have the best possible outcome, but it is a loophole in the statute. So you should, I always counsel my clients to be prepared for the higher ICR payment. And then if we can get that loophole through, then the lower IBR payment is fantastic. And then we can further reduce it or recalculate it when you do retire and then potentially get the loans forgiven. If after you retire, you have any sort of illness or ailment where your doctor can sign off on the application stating that because of that illness or ailment, you're not able to work, then we can have the entire loan balance forgiven. And if we get that done before January 1st, 2026, it's a tax-free forgiveness.
How's that, Carol?
That's good. Do you see any drawbacks to the double consolidation?
No, I think as long as you're prepared that you might get stuck with that income contingent repayment plan, that you're okay. And then if the double loophole, you know, holds and Congress doesn't somehow fill that loophole, then you're eligible for that IBR. And I really don't see any downside to it.
All right. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning. ICR is what again?
That's the income contingent repayment plan that most Parent Plus loans are eligible for once you do a federal consolidation. And it works based off a particular formula, which is the highest one. And it's a 20% of discretionary income formula.
And IBR is income-based repayment.
Income-based. And so they came out with a new income-based repayment plan. Used to be 10% of discretionary income formula. Now it's 5%. So they're going to slash everybody's payments in half. So if you do that federal, if you do that double loop consolidation the right way and you're eligible for that new repay program, which should be released in July 2024, your payment might be, extremely low, $5 a month, $10 a month until it's forgiven. Because all federal student loans are forgiven by operation of statute after a certain period of time, either 20 years or 25 years. And then it's just a question of whether or not that loan forgiveness is going to be considered taxable income.
And if you're completely lost and have no idea what Ray just talked about, give Ray a call at this number.
312-294-8989.
And Maria has a question. So Maria, I'm up against a break, but I want you to get the question out and give Sarah an opportunity to think about it, and then we'll pick you up on the other side of the break. So what's your question for Sarah?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I found a brand new construction property in North Las Vegas. It's a 55 plus gated community. I was willing to put down the 20% down payment
And when I spoke with the dealer, the mortgage company, they wanted me to put down almost 90% of the home price.
Is the mortgage company part of the builder?
Can you tell me what my options might be?
Is the mortgage company part of the builder's organization, Marie?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shock. That's a shock.
Do you own your property here, or do you have debt against it? Do you have a mortgage?
No, I own the property here in Chicago.
We've got an easy solution for you, but you're going to have to hang on for exciting Kevin Wells' news break here, okay? So,
all right, no problem.
All right, hang on through the news. I teed up Kevin. Better be exciting, Kevin. That's all I got to say.
It's going to be a good one.
It better be, because I got Marie from Chicago hanging on all through it. 312-981-7200. He's got his hat on backwards, so he's always getting ready. He's all serious. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM. We're going to throw it over to Kev, then come back and help Marie in Chicago with her real estate challenge.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Marie in Chicago, you are trying to buy a place in Nevada, and they want you to put down 90% as a down payment. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, Sarah?
Are you going to keep your property in Chicago, or are you hoping to sell that?
No, I'm going to sell the property in Chicago. My plan was to use the proceeds from the Chicago property and apply it to the property in Vegas.
How much do you owe here in the Chicagoland area? Thanks.
Nothing. I own the home outright here in Chicago.
How much is your house here in Chicago that you own outright worth?
Probably about 2.25.
225. How much is the home out in Nevada that you're looking to buy?
465.
465. Okay. Do you have any debt here?
Roughly $14,000.
Any car loans, student loans, credit card debt? Is in that 14 grand?
No, no, no.
Okay. So what's the $14,000 all about?
It was the purchase of a new heating and ventilation system.
All right, what's the payment there?
$300 a month.
What are your taxes and insurance here in Illinois?
Property taxes about $3,400. Home insurance about $1,200
right.
a year.
And any association dues? Or you live in a single family house or in a condo?
Single family home.
Single
association dues in Vegas would be approximately $200 a month.
All right, Sarah, you got us so far. How much are you making a year?
I'm retired. I'm got a pension of approximately $3,500 a month.
Do you have any retirement assets, IRAs?
Yes, I do, but I'm not touching those until I absolutely have to.
How old are you?
62.
You're single, you said, correct?
Correct.
And what do you have in assets? I know you don't want to touch them until you have to, but just what do you have in assets?
More than the house is worth in Las Vegas.
Okay, so over $500,000, less than a million.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, I don't see a problem here.
No, I don't either. When is that property going to be completed?
It's actually completed now.
Okay, why do you have to? Why are they making you put down 80 to 90% for a down payment?
I'm guessing because I only have one income coming in, which is my pension, and I'm not touching my other finances.
Okay, and how much are the taxes out in
Vegas?
In Vegas?
Approximately $1,100 for the first year.
Okay, and then after that, 2,000. I know they're low. I mean, lower than.
I would say anywhere between 1,500 and maybe 2,500 afterwards.
All right. So let's say $200 a month for taxes, $200 a month for association dues, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We could take out a home equity line of credit against your current house, and pay off your $300 a month. Your $14,000. Note to pay off your heating and air conditioning, whatever that thing was. Okay, and how much are your taxes here in Illinois?
About $3,400.
I'm sorry, that was $3,400 and $100 for insurance. How much is the 14 G's costing you? 14,000.
Because if I pay it off in 3 years, there's no percentage.
Right, but you're paying a monthly fee on that. So how much is the monthly fee on that? $300-$400 a month?
$300 a month.
All right, so $300 a month. You see, I think you're working with the wrong mortgage professional, because the right mortgage professional, me, could help you. I know you don't want to touch any of the 500 G's in your IRA, but we could use that IRA to generate a stream of income for you to qualify for the condo, you know, for the house out there. How much do you want the final loan to be on the Vegas property? How much?
Anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000.
All right, and you've got
what I was looking to try and get a mortgage for.
Okay, well, what if I told you that we could accomplish all this and cut your stress down, and you won't have to work with these knuckleheads out in Nevada who don't know what they're doing? Would that make you feel better? I just recorded a commercial on Thursday.
Yes, it does.
I swear to God, I just recorded a commercial that says, you, if you're moving out of state, you don't have to work with the out-of-state realtor's preferred lender,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's your money, you're buying the house, and this out-of-state preferred lender is not looking, doesn't know all the tricks of the trade that will help you get in to do what you want to do. Do you have $200,000 to put down on the house?
Yes.
Okay.
How soon are you looking to get your house listed here?
I would like to get it listed probably mid to late summer.
Where do you live?
Just a little north of Midway Airport.
Okay, that's your area.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about we put it? How come you're waiting to the summer to put your house on the market? Got a lot of stuff in there?
Yeah, I'm trying to purge my.
I got you.
Purge my rooms.
So do you live in a Chicago bungalow where an elephant would fall out of a Southwest airline plane and your house would be fine if it landed on your house?
I'm just a little west of the runway.
Okay, yeah. I know where you're at. So here's the deal. Sarah's going to call you after the show to help you with your house. I'm going to call you after the show to help you with the financing, because the other financing person, professional, should be spinning pretzels in the mall. Nothing against people spinning pretzels in the mall, because it's a very highly skilled job. But they shouldn't be doing mortgages, because this is an easy transaction to put together here if you know how to play monetary masturbation, and that's what we're going to do here, right? We're going to use $14,000 to pay off your 0% financing to free up $300, and you're going to finance more, and it's going to cost you less. You're going to finance $14,000 more on the new place, and it's going to cost you not $300 a month to finance $14,000, okay? So
right.
I got you back here, Marie. Hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we're going to take care of you.
Thanks, Marie.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Are you by that house where the plane went through, blew through the brakes failed and blew through the gate and wound up in the front yard? Are you by that house?
No.
Are you the one with skid marks on your roof?
You guys are such optimists.
No, not yet.
What's happening?
Nothing. Not yet.
That's not yet. Going down my street, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you said street.
It's a helpful conversation. We go to sell the house. That's
hang
great.
Hang on, Marie. Hang on. I'm so glad you said street. Hang on, Marie. 312-981-7200. Leave it alone, Trey. Turn your mic off. 312-981-7200. This is what the show is all about.
That's right.
Okay. You've got a lady in Bedford Park, which is basically where she lives, by Midway, who's getting ridiculous information from a lender out of state. This is I figured this out in 4 minutes on the radio. This isn't a impossible transaction to do. You got to move things around. You got a $300 payment at 0% financing that she doesn't want to leave. She's not going to be there for 3 years. She's going to have to pay it off eventually. Take the 14 G's out of what you want to put down on the new place. Pay off the 14 grand, because the 14 grand when you finance it is only going to be a couple $100 a month. It's going to be less than the 300, which is what it's all about.
But David, that's why people call the show, because we're seasoned professionals.
Yes.
And we know what we're doing.
Yes, it's going to be that $300 in a new mortgage is going to be under $100 a month instead of $300 a month paying it out for the next 3 years. So it makes her easier to afford this place. All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Got text messages for you, Tracy. Got text messages for you, Ray. We got text messages for you, Sarah. Everybody but me. 312-981-7200. Nobody wants to talk to me. which is fine. I got my therapist on the way home that I can handle. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's like 12:20. Is she still sober? Is she like...
Sober is questionable.
Everybody's got a different definition of sober.
That's right.
312-981-7200. Ann, how are you? And welcome to the show. Is the fader up? The fader is up. Yes, the fader's up, but I don't know. We might have to send the paramedics to Ann's house. 312-981-7200. We'll put Ann on hold. Let's go over to Larry in Naperville. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's up, David Hopper? How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I got a question for you. Hopefully you can help me out.
I'll try.
Listen, you're good with numbers. I'm retiring, and I'm going to be bringing in about $108 on retirement pay. Without taxes, how much should I deduct for my taxes?
Well, you got to check with a tax preparer. I'm not a tax preparer. Can't legally give tax advice. Now that I got that disclaimer out of the way, how'd I do, Ray? Did I all right?
Yeah, you helped me out good. Yeah.
Counselor, did I do all right?
Yeah.
I'd say probably 35%.
35, I think, is safe.
Is that good?
Yep.
So if you're getting 100 grand, just to keep it simple, put aside 35 G's to cover your taxes, and that should give you a good basis. Do you have a tax preparer that you work with?
Yeah, I do. I
call him or her. Oh. That's a question for him or her.
Okay. That's what I needed to know, and I appreciate it.
Of course. Hang on for You just called for your free Mr. Floor cleaning product, Larry. I know, guys.
No, I got one more question.
All right,
for
go ahead. Go
I
ahead.
Got one more question for you.
Go.
Okay. This is another one. Now, should I pay off the house? It's very minimal. Should I pay it off, or should I just ride it out? I only have like 6-7 years left.
What's your interest rate?
4.25.
How much do you owe?
Less than 40.
Okay, my financial planner just bought me treasury bills, 6 and 9 month treasury bills in the fives today. So would I pay off a 4% mortgage when the U.S. government is paying me 5% for the same money? I would say no. That's why, because I just did that. So if your financial guy or gal could get you 5% on a safe investment in a treasury bill, and you got a 4% mortgage, I'd put it in the treasuries. It's liquid. You know, it's 6 to 9 months. You know, it's safe. And if you want to go out 4 years because you're Big Daddy Warbucks with 40 G's to burn, you could probably get a bigger return if you go out longer on the T-bills or a CD. That's what I would do. I wouldn't pay off your mortgage. I think you're crazy.
Okay.
Respectfully.
I'm just asking.
But does he get two?
Help me out.
Does he get two Mr. Floor cleaning products because he had two questions?
No, he gets one. No, because then everybody will start playing the game there. No, this guy, I know Larry. He's looking for angles. He's from Naperville. Yeah, you know what they say about people.
For no angle.
Yeah, it's, you know, the people in Naperville always looking for an angle, right? Now I'm going to upset the 40,000 people in Naperville. I'm going to upset them.
You're good at that. There's
more than 40. There's 40 and like...
140.
Right, 140. I didn't mean to upset the people in Naperville. Larry, as the unofficial spokesperson, you know, for everybody in Naperville, I appreciate you calling, buddy, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Park. 312-981-7200. Woo! 312-981-7200. So we were just talking about recasting. Sarah mentioned recasting. And Ray's like, what are you talking about? So you want to talk about that real quick before the break?
Yeah, definitely. So I think that a lot of clients that we meet with, they are looking to purchase a place, but they're worried with limited inventory that they'll sell their home before buying a place. So if they can qualify to get a mortgage and purchase a place, and then we list their home and sell it, what financing options do they have? Yeah. So we started talking about the recast, which I think is underrated and undersold and just extremely valuable.
A recast is when you take out a mortgage, in this example, $400,000, and you have a large chunk of money, in this example, $200,000 from the sale of a previous home or an inheritance or you're really good at blackjack or craps, and you take 200 G's, it fell in your lap, and you've got a super low rate, and you don't want to refinance, you call up your servicer, the company you write your mortgage payment to, and you take the 200 grand in this example and say, I've got 200 grand that I want to pay down my loan and recast the loan. You keep the same interest rate, and it just changes the terms based upon the large down payment that you're making.
It recalculates.
It recasts the mortgage. Okay. Correct. You have to pay about a $300 to $500 fee because it's a legal mechanism there. As you could appreciate being an attorney,
right?
And they have to redo some paperwork, and then they're not going to do it for free. So it's about $500. You give them the large down payment. You wire them the dough, and then they recast your loan. That's one option for this lady that in Bedford Park over by Midway, which is Bedford Park for everybody that doesn't know. The other option would be you take out a line of credit on your home that she owns free and clear, a $250,000 home. I think she said that, whatever it was.
$225,000.
You take out, in this example, a $200,000 line of credit, right? I know it's a little over 80%, but you take it out to 80% of the value of your home. She then takes that money to put down on Vegas, carries a $225,000, $50,000 mortgage in Vegas. Then when she sells Bedford Park, the mortgage gets paid off, and she's only got one mortgage out there. Mm-hmm. That's why I love home equity line of credits. Mm-hmm. Have you heard me say that I love home equity line of credits?
Yeah.
I don't think I've mentioned it enough how much I love home equity line of credits, because it gives you flexibility to do lots of things. Trace?
I thought recasting was something they were going to do to Ray's husband after she pushed him down
well,
the stairs.
Well, that's a whole other story. For everybody that doesn't know, Ray came in late, all famished, which means all famished, right? Famished means famished.
Yes.
It's a Yiddish
it's great
word.
Explanation.
It means kind of out of sorts. I go, what's wrong? She's like, my husband had an ACL operation, and he's just recovering. And I said, nice job. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, it worked. And she pushed him down the stairs.
Paints a great picture of you, Ray.
Allegedly. We don't have any proof. And we don't have any, that's what I'm saying. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. I got a text for you, Trace. I want you to cover, Sarah, the seller and the buyer side that we didn't cover during your segment. And I've got a lot of text messages from you. For you.
I've been busy texting.
Yeah, you've been busy texting.
I'm very important.
I've got a ton of questions.
Ask
here.
Ask Ray the following.
Yeah.
She is amazing. Note that.
Ray is awesome. Have her on more often.
Yeah, Ray is awesome. Love Ray. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This home's from Chicago, 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Your dad wants equal time?
Yeah, dad wants equal time.
He probably didn't hear the part about how I said give him a high five for having the 16-year-old.
He's the Mac Daddy.
Right, he's 62.
62.
And he's got a 16-year-old.
Yes, he does.
And it's his 16-year-old.
It sure is.
It's his seed that the 16-year-old is created from.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so.
And do you remember Maria's age?
Who?
Maria.
Oh, Maria's 62 Maria. As well.
That is correct. Oh. I thought that's why you were asking.
No.
For her dad.
Coincidence, I think.
He's already married. He's already married. He's good. Yeah. Patty and Gurney, how are you?
I'm good.
How can we help you?
So, about 23 years ago, I got divorced, and I ended up buying a house in Gurney, and I lived there for 5 or 6 years. I had taken out an equity line of credit for about $25,000 to pay off. Consolidate some bills, and then one of my kids moved out and I could no longer afford the mortgage, so they modified my mortgage, and I they made my mortgage payment a little bit higher, but not much higher.
Okay.
Then the second time it happened to me was when one of my kids moved out and I couldn't afford the modification, and so they did modify me again. And then right at the time, right before the pandemic, I had a mentally disabled child who was 34, and she passed away. And I was receiving about $1,400 a month for her care. And so obviously when she passed, I could no longer afford the mortgage. And they did modify me a third time.
Okay.
But when I asked for a payoff, I talked to a realtor friend, and he said, get a payoff letter. And when I asked for the payoff letter, it was
there was an extra $60,000 on this on these modifications. Each time they modified me, they added $20,000 to my
back of the loan.
My
mm-hmm.
And somebody looked at it for me about a year ago when they did the modification, and they said, "What is that $20,000 each there for?" I said, "I guess that was the fee for modification. I don't know." But
did you miss any mortgage payments prior to the modification, Patty?
Did I miss them? Yes.
Okay. Well, hang on. Did those missed mortgage payments total $20,000 each time?
No.
All right, then that seems like
Was it an actual $20,000? Are you just speaking roughly $20,000?
No, that's what bothered me. It was $20,000. It wasn't $19,800, it was exactly $20,000.
That's a lot of money.
And somebody mentioned that I should get a lawyer.
I would get a lawyer.
Are you hoping to stay in the property?
Well, no, I actually got remarried back in June, and we would like to get out of the house, and because we're getting closer to retirement, and it's got stairs, and so we wanted to get out of the house. And when we started talking about this $20,000 times three, we started thinking maybe we should start looking at whether that's legal, and then from there go forward.
What do you owe on the house?
Pardon?
What do you owe on the house in total?
Well, my mortgage statement says $154,000. But when I asked for the payoff letter,
it's 210.
It said $249,000.
Whew. What do you think it's worth?
Well, right now it's probably worth about $230,000.
Wait a minute. You went from $149,000 to $239,000?
Maybe because delinquencies and then fees because of that?
Well, the mortgage statement says $154,000. And then, but yes, those $20,000 increments, you know, upped me to the...
$220,000.
Yeah.
Wow, that doesn't sound right.
No, but that
doesn't sound right.
You're a prime candidate for a short sale.
Yeah,
because you've certainly been through.
Yeah, I definitely would do that, but that $20,000 doesn't sound like it was.
No, you got to talk. I don't know if they could do it. You signed a modification paperwork, and I'm sure somewhere buried in the modification paperwork was the $20,000 that you signed. And whammo, bammo, here you go. So. Listen, you can consult with a real estate attorney. That's who you need. I could hook you up with Dave Schluter, our guy of the show, and he could run you through the paces to see if you have a case. How's that?
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Is this guy a keeper, this one, the second one? I mean, the first one wasn't so good.
No, the first one was a loser.
Did you put this one through any type of a bank of psychological tests, like Rorschach tests or anything? Did you do any Rorschach testing?
An electrician with a great pension coming.
She defines great by that. I love it. Good
was
for
that
you.
A prerequisite?
Yeah.
You need a solid job and a pension. What do you do? Okay, that's good. Speed dating. You got a pension coming? Yeah. All right.
You're hired.
Yes.
All right. Well, hang on, Patty. Hang on. We're going to connect you with Dave Schluter to see if you got anything. 312-981-7200. So, Ray, anytime somebody signs a modification, I know you're not a real estate attorney, but you're signing legal documents.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a contract.
And someplace in that legal document, they would have to have put down the fee of $20,000 within that legal document, you would assume.
Absolutely.
Before they could add it to the mortgage amount.
Otherwise, it would not be enforceable. So yeah, it should be in there. If they're charging you for it, then he's going to really want to closely examine that contract.
The modification papers.
Right.
Usually those are as much as when you're applying for a mortgage. I mean, you're talking 20 to 40 sheets of paper. It's very unlikely.
Yes.
If you're talking about relief, people are reading it. They're just signing it in order to be provided that immediate, relief.
Sure. Deal with that later.
Absolutely.
Then forget about it.
Right.
Right. And then get a payoff, and there's another 60 Gs.
Right.
Whoa. All right, let's talk about buyers and sellers. You wanted to cover during your segment, but we couldn't because we were talking about how intoxicated your mother was and how upset your father is for not getting equal time.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about buyers and sellers.
Great family. Okay, so for buyers, a lot of the listeners that have been calling us since the last show have asked how to better position themselves in the market, and I'm sure you're seeing this on contracts that you're getting too. I think the most popular thing that we're seeing now is escalation clauses. So if you're in a multiple offer situation, how to make yourself stand out. These allow you to bid a certain price, and then you can have you know, either you can choose to have a cap or no cap on that. So an example would be you write an offer at $200,000, but the escalation clause would show that you'll pay up to $220,000, with it being a $1,000 increment over the next highest offer. So agents have to provide the first page, usually showing what that other offer was, just so you know that there is another offer that did exist close to that number. And then that can really put you ahead of any of the other offers if you're doing that. Some people do it with no ceiling. So just, hey, we'll
keep going. Let it ride.
That's right. So then you got to call the lender and make sure they can actually qualify for what they're offering. But we're seeing that more and more now.
Do you have to disclose that when you make the initial offer from the buyer? Hey, that we're at 250 with an escalator clause up to here in these increments.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It has to have the amount that you'd want to go up if there's a cap on it. So all of those terms have to be laid out. And then the other thing we're seeing is like the flexibility in closing dates. I think that buyers are, you know, very open to when a seller needs to close. So many of my listing appointments right now say, I really don't want to close until June. And I'm like, don't wait to list until, you know, later in the year. List it now. We can disclose that. Buyers can do a quick close and do a rent back. Buyers can, you know, do an extended close. There's tons of options, but buyers are very, very flexible, and that allows for sellers to list sooner, take advantage of the market, and then figure out the terms as to how they can remain in the house for as long as they need to.
Are you still listening, Marie in Bedford Park over there by Midway? This is exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, these are great, really great, really good creative solutions to all of these
definitely
that people really don't know about.
Exactly. You know? Yep.
Unless you're selling or buying a home.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And these escalator clauses, you never heard of them before before COVID.
Very uncommon.
Right.
Very uncommon. We just negotiated a deal where they're going to close on the property in 3 weeks because it's a cash client, and then they're going to let the owners live in the house for $1 a day for like another 3 months so the sellers can go find a place.
Game on.
Yeah, that's right. I know. There's so many.
Because inventory's so short.
So low. Yes. Sellers, get on the phone. Book a listing appointment. If you want to list your house, you will not regret it.
Phone number.
224-239-3966.
I have a used car question for you. I've got a student loan question for you about forbearance after the break. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. That number again, get your pen and pencil out with a pad of paper. Say that 10 times quick. And try not get kicked off the air.
Right.
That's all I got to say. Get your pen and pencil out and a pad of paper and write this number down. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Zoom Chicago and 720 WGM. Oh. Are we on the air? We got power? Should I get the professor on the bike to start spinning? 312-981-7200.
Push it down the stairs?
I guess we're going to assume we're on. All right. Here we go, Ray.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Ready.
Question for Ray Kaplan. Explain an update on the forbearance student loan situation again. I just started listening. Sorry. Thanks, Dave, in Bolingbrook. I mentioned that we have $400 billion with the B and student loans are in default.
Right.
That are like an elephant over our listeners' heads because it's crushing their credit reports right now.
Right.
What is the opportunity? I mentioned it on the air during Lisa's show this past week and on other shows. Why don't you talk about that opportunity for our listeners to get out of the box?
So there's a Biden administration initiative called the Fresh Start Program. And essentially you can call your servicer. We can, of course, help you with this. But basically, it's a way to get your federal student loans immediately out of default, and the default will be removed from your credit report.
All the derogatory.
All the derogatory trade lines, and your loans will be back to considered in good standing and compliance, which is really huge. And also, they'll remove a lot of those collection fees and costs that they've probably added to the balance of your loans. So that'll get your loans current, and then we can enroll you in an income-driven repayment plan or pursue one of the many paths to forgiveness that the statute already has built in. So oftentimes, we're getting loans back current and in compliance and then getting them forgiven. So we can, you know, get your credit report back into good shape and then possibly get your loans forgiven.
I got an 800 number here, 800-621-3115. is a number that another one of my colleagues at lower.com used to help one of their clients. So it's a fresh start program.
Fresh start program. There's another way to get your loans out of default, which is rehabilitation, which is basically 9 payments over a 10-month period, but the payments are very low. And then that is also removed from your credit report. There are some steps that you have to take, and that part is a little bit unclear, so we can definitely help you.
So we had a texter early in the show that had a 600 credit score, wanted a HELOC. If they have student loans that are in default, if you could get that at a default status, your credit scores might jump from 600 to the high 600s and qualify for a HELOC. It's that dramatic.
Absolutely. And so also sometimes when you're looking to get your mortgage refinanced or to qualify for a mortgage, because the debt-to-income ratio analysis that's done on a monthly basis. So if we get you approved for an income-driven repayment plan that's maybe $100 a month, that might really smooth the way for you to get approved.
And it now qualifies you to take out an FHA loan because now you're not defaulted on a different federal loan.
Right.
A lot of different moving pieces.
Right.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach you.
312-294-8989. I just wanted to answer that caller's question about forbearance.
Yeah.
Forbearance has been extended, we know, through June and probably 60 days after June, so probably till September. That is all federal student loans. Even if you have FFELP loans, those have also been included in the forbearance, which means that your loans are frozen and not accruing interest. So don't pay them off right now, because a lot of people might actually get their loans forgiven if the Biden loan forgiveness program survives the court challenge. Mm.
All right, phone number one more time.
312-294-8989.
630 wants to know if you're still servicing trucks and cars.
Absolutely, we're still servicing. That's the biggest portion of our business right now is service, because there's not enough cars to sell. We're getting back to that point, but yeah, definitely service is where it's at right now.
I think I'm going to need an alignment after driving in today and putting my front tire.
Your car or you?
Both. And you know, my front right tire went into a pothole the size that you could lose a baby in there. Love of God. Nice job, City of Chicago. But if our listeners want to learn more about buying a car with the 0% financing on 22s that are still in stock, how do they reach you?
630-68. Get your pens ready.
Get your pens and your pencils and paper ready.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes. 630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
Sarah, 708, are realtors' rates negotiable?
Sure. Everything's negotiable, right?
You don't have to. It doesn't mean that the realtor is going to lower their commission, but
sure,
everything,
you get what you pay for, right?
Amen. And it's just like my client borrower in Naperville. Lady knocks on her door, like we talked earlier. I want to buy your house. It's not for sale. Everything's for sale. You're right. What's the number? Gave her a number. Sold her the house.
Yeah. Most buyers want to use an agent because obviously the sellers carry that fee, and so we don't see a lot of buyers wanting to go in blindly. Right? There's no point in that for them because they can have representation and have that guidance in this market. But there are some rare cases where that happens, and that's great.
And I just want to add one thing before our phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you.
Sure. 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
I will say that on these escalator clauses, so let's use 250 again as an example, and they escalated up to 300. Mm-hmm. Let's go crazy. Mm-hmm. The purchase price, the financing, is based upon the purchase price or the appraised value, the lesser of the purchase price or appraised value. So if it appraises at 250 and they want to buy three because they bought it for three, they got to bring in 50 G's to get down to 250, and then the financing is based upon the 250 number.
That's right. So, yeah, the appraisals are another thing that we're seeing sellers really look at when they're getting these multiple offers. So sometimes buyers are offering like gap coverage on that. So they'll say, you know, we're going to do the escalator up to, in this case, 300,000, and we'll pay 10,000 over the appraised value. So if it appraises for 270, they're guaranteed 280, right? And so we're seeing that happen a lot as well.
There you go. Phone number one more time.
224-239-3966.
All right, we got a hard out because we've got exciting Purdue and IU basketball. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to reach me during the week, Rhonda from Western Springs, I'll call you off air. 855-56-DAVID. Don't call the radio station. They will not know how to answer you. Please, for love of Bob Surratt, no shot. 855-56-DAVID. Or go to 56david.com. That's 855-563-2843. Or go to our website, 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe out there, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, and Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.